The Albanese government will update its budget forecasts tomorrow. The mid-year update will be shaped by the economic trends of the last 6 months, in particular, stronger than expected inflation. That could see a smaller deficit than forecast, with more revenue from tax, combined with the $20 billion in savings flagged by Treasurer Jim Chalmers. Chris Richardson is a long-time federal budget watcher and an independent economist at Rich Insights. Chris Richardson, welcome back.
Many thanks, Belle.
So, Chris, take me through, what impact does higher inflation that we've had, higher than expected, what impact does that have on the budget?
The tax take goes up. Basically, more inflation means there's more money in the economy, and that's what we tax. So more inflation equals more tax, and some other things are helping on the tax front. Things like the gold price being very strong, share markets being very strong. That combination is delivering more money into the budget than the government had expected. But as you noted, cost pressures are there too.
So how much, before we get to the spending, how much better off do you think the budget bottom line is going to be?
Because of that big boost to revenue, even with the extra spending, I think we're probably looking at $9 billion better than earlier expectations. So this year's deficit, probably something like $33 billion instead of $41 billion.
So let's look at government spending then. We know the government has talked about there being some spending pressures in areas like the pension, for example, as a key one. What are you expecting the updated forecast to show?
And those pressures are the key things there. It's not just the pension, it's veterans costs, it's the cost of natural disasters where we need to put more money aside. Bunch of things are running ahead of the amount set aside for them, solar battery subsidies, EV tax breaks. The wage bill for public servants, a lot of pressure there. Hospital cost negotiations with the states. Or in other words, although we're going to get more money in as taxes, there's also going to be more money going out as spending. And that's the broad trend we've seen at every budget update since the government was first elected in 2022. Overachieving, as it were, on taxes, but also on spending, and the overall budget balance doing better than expected.
How does that growing level of spending affect efforts to get inflation to stay well within the target band of 2 to 3%?
Well, it is part of the challenge. It's not the only thing. But if you think of inflation as too much money chasing too little stuff, the difficulty with the extra government spending is it just adds to the amount of money. That's why I think the government was right to do what it said it was going to do, no longer continue with those electricity subsidies, for example. That helps to reduce the amount of money chasing around in the Australian economy, and that helps the Reserve Bank.
And I'm talking to economist Chris Richardson about the federal government's mid-year budget update due tomorrow. Chris, if we look to the medium term, we're facing steady or potentially rising interest rates. We've also got economic growth that could be better in its performance. What's the remedy here? Is it improving productivity, which the Treasurer's been focused on?
It absolutely is. I know economists bang on about productivity all the time. But it basically just says getting better at what we do, working smarter with better stuff over time. And that's important because you pointed to the big two levers, interest costs on the one hand and how fast the economy can grow on the other. And those two are important because, if interest rates are higher, then debt is more costly. If growth is weaker, then it is harder to pay back that debt. And the longer-term challenge for the Australian budget isn't just things like a more dangerous world. It is that we have now seen higher interest rates here and around the world and lower growth, including off the back of that weaker productivity. And that is the challenge. We are going to have to be more careful with our money into the future.
What do you make of the progress on productivity reform since the Economic Reform Roundtable earlier this year?
It has been modest, to be fair. You know, turning the supertanker on productivity is not easy and it's not fast, so I wouldn't expect a whole heap of things to have happened. What you would want governments and indeed the wider political system in Australia to do is to give us some momentum in productivity over and above what we get from things like, you know, new technologies or artificial intelligence, whatever it may be. And there are things afoot. Some were afoot ahead of that roundtable. Things like the ties that bind, the non-compete clauses that workers face. You know, there's a bunch of things that we can do there. But many of the things we arguably can and should do are politically tough, and it's been hard for the politicians to challenge us around that.
The opposition has been pretty critical of the government for not setting enough fiscal rules to limit the size of government spending. What's your opinion on this? Is that something that would help focus the minds of the government around the challenge of making sure that spending is at the right level? Or is this just a political bun fight between a government and opposition that you would respect, you would expect regardless of who's in which chair?
Rules are a good idea. Both sides of politics have typically had pretty good rules, even if they've been different. But we currently have pretty weak rules. They don't have any numbers in them. They're not terribly tight. And what that means is whether it's the cabinet room or the sort of subgroup that looks at things like spending, you don't have the ability for the Treasurer to tap the sign to say, well, you know, your idea to spend more money is marvellous, but we promised the Australian public that, you know, and whatever the rule is, that we wouldn't spend more than, you know, and we are to some extent lacking that discipline. To be fair, there's been enormous cost pressures and the government's had to respond to them. To also be fair, though, we do need to do better for the long haul.
Well, we're going to get the full picture tomorrow, but thank you very much for helping us get primed for that so we know what we're looking for. Chris Richardson, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mel.